Timberlake Playhouse kicked off their 65th season with the musical Godspell. It's a musical that tells different stories and parables in the Bible through song and dance. John Michael Tepelak originally wrote Godspell as his master's thesis project in 1971, and subsequently he directed productions of Godspell at La Mama Theater, the Cherry Lane Theater, the Promenade Theater, and on Broadway. He also was the co-writer of the 1973 film adaptation with David Green. This production brings back 35-plus alumni to Timberlake Playhouse, both on stage and backstage. So you're sure to see a lot of familiar faces. Returning to the stage are Aero Service Jr., Grant Alexander Brown, Tori Tierman, Malika Wanjiku, Gabriel Hernandez, Connor Jordan, Gabriel Argate, Morgan Milone, Carly Sensi, and Gabe Salazar. The musical includes some well-known songs as Day by Day, All Good Gifts, Turn Back, Oh Man, and Beautiful City. I think this musical was an excellent way to kick off the 65th season. Everything was perfect down to the set design, the lighting, the choreography, the acting, and of course the singing. And I'm really looking forward to what the rest of the 65th season has to bring. Upcoming shows include Les Miserables, Cabaret, Shrek the Musical, Hands on a Hard Body, The Mermaids, and Constellations by Nick Payne. Godspell runs from May 29th through June 7th, and you can find out more information by going to timberlakeplayhouse.org or by calling the box office at 815-244-2035. This is the 65th season of Timberlake Playhouse, and I think that their board of directors said it best when they said, quote, "Summer Stock Theater asks a great deal of the people who make it. A resident company uproots itself, travels to a place that most of them have never been, builds something extraordinary in a matter of days, and then does it again and again all summer long. And they do it for the love of the craft, the growth of their careers, and for the chance to share something real with a live audience. And that audience is you. So remember, as the lights go down, that they ask you to receive their gift in the way that it was given, fully and with an open heart. Laugh when it moves you to laugh, cry when it calls for it, and when the curtain comes down, let them hear how much it meant." This has been Sydney Allen reviewing for KROS.